Now, this sort of thing was always going to reverberate unpleasantly among the Spartans. So try as he might to keep relations between Athens and Sparta passive, he was never going to succeed in this because he wanted to extend Athens' power. Themistocles was the same. He was also an imperialist. He didn't care about Sparta, and if anything, he goaded the place on. This is especially seen in his persuading the Athenians to refortify Athens, to rebuild that city wall, to fortify Piraeus. These things flew in the face of Spartan protests. Remember, the Spartans originally said that no city should be walled except those in the Peloponnese. This difference of opinion over Sparta led to clashes between these two politicians, and Cimon won out. In probably 471, he arranged that Themistocles be ostracized. How we know Themistocles was in Cimon's crosshairs is because we have hundreds of ostraca from his ostracism. And people who do this sort of thing have been able to identify from the way the name Themistocles is inscribed on the ostraca that only about a dozen or so hands, that's people who wrote his name, were actually used. In other words, only a dozen people or so wrote the name Themistocles on thousands of ostraca. So what that means is that Themistocles was always going to be ostracized. As the people went up to the Pnyx to attend the assembly that day, Cimon's supporters were handing out these ostraca to everyone. And as they did so, they were urging the people to use them to get rid of Themistocles. Themistocles, incidentally, one of our more colorful characters that we've met in this early period of this early classical period, this late archaic period, Themistocles went first to the Peloponnese, and eventually he ended up in Persia of all places. He went to the court of Xerxes' successor, Artaxerxes. And he was killed in the 450s, by the way, in Asia, at the instigation of Persia. So perhaps he never could escape that earlier anti-Persian policy, and it finally caught up with him. Now, after Themistocles' ostracism in 471, and for much of the 460s, Cimon was the undisputed leader of Athens. He was able to dominate just about every meeting of the assembly. That would change, and it would change dramatically in 462, when he was ostracized. And after this ostracism, Ephialtes introduced what's called radical democracy or direct democracy into Athens. Now, Ephialtes died the following year in 461. And that's really the point when Pericles comes to the forefront in political life. Pericles, of course, would dominate Athenian policy down to his death in 429. I'm going to argue that Pericles started the Peloponnesian War. And the term Periclean Athens is often used to describe Athens during the leadership of Pericles, in the sort of 450s, 440s, 430s. But all of this, especially what Ephialtes did, is part of our theme of democracy. And so I deal with it in our next lecture when we return to our theme of democracy for a while. In this lecture, I really want to get us to grips with how tensions between Athens and Sparta increased and eventually led to warfare. So for that, I need to jump over the nuts and bolts of Ephialtes' democratic legislation for now, and I need to turn to the so-called First Peloponnesian War of 460 to 445. We'll focus solely on Ephialtes' political reforms and what they spawned in our next lectures. But they'd interrupt us too much right now, if that's okay with you. So to the First Peloponnesian War. And the name is really a misnomer, because it wasn't actually a formally declared war. There wasn't really any fighting in it. There wasn't any great battles every year. And in fact, Sparta didn't enter this so-called war until 457, 3 years after it was declared, or rather not declared because it wasn't really a war. But it's the first time that Athens and Sparta actually come to serious blows with one another. And it's also during this time, this 460 to 445 period, that the Delian League became Athens' empire. So the First Peloponnesian War and the emergence, shall we say, of the empire are inextricably linked.